Hello, it's the Gutter Show, Saturday morning Gutter Show, and I'm joined by Fuad Hassan, Dan Morgan and Andy Heaton. There's not a whole heap of new transfer stuff, but there is excitement in the transfer world. So we're going to talk about, we'll start off talking about the saga around Lionel Messi and her statement last night. Now, did anybody actually watch this statement? I went out on the ale. I'll not lie here to the listeners. I went out on the ale, like sort of looked on my phone, pissed in the middle of the night and went, oh, Lionel's staying. Did anyone know the full detail in it? Want to fill me in on it? Come on. Go on, you.
To be honest, Andy's probably the best suited for that.
No, it was just like this weird thing because there was rumours there was going to be statements at 5 o'clock and I think everyone and his dog was tuned into Sky Sports News, and then it turned out it was 5 p.m. Spanish time. Gary Cottrell was nearly having an heart attack on Sky Sports News, nearly read out the wrong message. And there was rumours that it was going to be dropped by a particular journalist. It turned out he'd done an exclusive with Goal, which is both impressive for Goal and really get, but also with kind of an indication of just how ridiculous and through the rabbit hole we are with football in general at the minute. It was like a world event in so much as that, like, you know, you couldn't even get on the Goal website for about 10 minutes. But essentially what he was saying was, well, you know, I wanted to go, but that clause they put in to stop me going for free, well, you know, it kind of works and I can't afford to leave and I'm going to stay here and sulk for 12 months. And
that was a quote. Yeah, impossible for any team to pay his recourse. He doesn't want to face the club he loves in court, he said.
Well, I mean, he can say that. He can say that, right? But the reality is it's fairly straightforward. Had he took Barca to court and even won, the time it would have took would have got into the transfer window, gone through the other side of the transfer window. Mm. So he couldn't have left anyway.
Well, no, I read a piece in The Athletic about this before this stuff broke yesterday. They said the legals of it, the FIFA had indicated they would be prepared to allow him to temporarily register with a new club.
Yeah, but that makes the other club liable if it goes against
them. Yes, correct. That would have made Man City, and you know, the word was City wouldn't have gone ahead with the transfer with that liability pending. So, yeah.
But the maddest thing in all this is, by staying at Barca, he activates a €60 million loyalty fee.
Next summer. Well, this is what I want to come on to discuss around this, because this saga doesn't feel over. Fred, I'll come to you on it. Messi's grudgingly saying he's staying. I mean, if you're a fan, although he's saying he couldn't get into a legal case with the club he loves, he's not now showing great love for the club and their fans, it could be argued. He does have the 63 million loyalty clause next year. He can leave for nothing next year. There's an argument to say that it's possibly in, if you look at that, they are financially strapped at the moment a bit. It's possibly in Barcelona's interest for Messi to go now, as long as they can generate something of a fee.